Hello, Alan Meshagan Jr. here, and I want to welcome you to today's podcast. This is our first podcast of 2019. Wow, man, I'm excited about what God is going to do this year for our church. This is the year, and I believe this is for the body of Christ as well. This is the year of more. God is wanting to do more in you and through you. Can you imagine what God wants to do? I'm asking that. Can you even imagine? I want you to think about this God that we serve, the God of heaven and earth, the God who created everything that we see and everything that we do not see, the God who created the heavens and the earth, the universe. He breathed the stars into existence. Can you imagine what God wants to do in your life? I had this thought today, and I even posted it on Facebook, that if a man in the book of Mark, I can't remember chapter and verse right now, but in the book of Mark, the man who was full of demons, and Jesus said, you know, what is your name? He said, our name is Legion, for we are many. A legion is thousands of demons were housed in this one man. Can you imagine if one single man has the capacity in his spirit that God has created man with the capacity to hold, that he can hold thousands of demons, then how much more? What are we really capable of? What is it that we have the capacity to hold? How much more can we hold the things of God? Wow, that's just an incredible thought, that God wants to fill you with his fullness. He wants to fill you with himself. And so I just, you know, wanted to say that to you right off the bat. God wants to do great things in your life this year. So before we get into the subject today, I want to encourage you to take full advantage of all of our online resources. You can go to Full Turn Church on YouTube. You can go to fullturn.com. Just explore our universe and all the things that we have for you. And that universe is always growing. We're adding things to it. And so many things there for you. But the sermons is really what, and the books, the resources there are what I want you to really focus on. Because we have a message that we want to get to you. And we want to see you become all that God has called and purposed for you to be. All right, so let's get into the subject today of this podcast. Listen, God has an incredible work for your life. God wants to do something incredible in your life. You know, what I was thinking about and what I want to talk about, the subject of this podcast today, I really want to focus on the early church. I want to talk about the early church for a moment. Because they were in a very unique situation. They were at the beginning of something. But I also want you to know that if there's the beginning of something, there's something that God, there's always the beginning. The beginning of something is always like a seed, but within that seed is a harvest. And they were at the very beginning, the inception of the church, the birth of the church. Can you imagine what a critical time this is? They even called themselves the first fruits of those who would believe. The first fruit is always an offering. It's a devoted thing. And so this first church had to walk at a level of devotion that would give birth to future generations of believers. Think about that. Oh my goodness, that thought is so incredible to think that the level of devotion that they would have to walk in would determine the generations of believers that would come forth from them. Listen, the devotion that you're walking in today will determine the level of what you'll be able to produce in your future. Think about that. The devotion, the level of your devotion today will determine what it is that you will be able to produce. Listen, there are things that are within you that God is wanting to bring forth from you. I've got a message this Sunday for our church that's going to be powerful, so I'm not going to get into that. But I want you to know this, that there are some things that God is wanting to do in and through you, but it's going to take your devotion. See, the early church was devoted. There was never a more critical time. I think, listen to this thought. There's never more a critical, no more critical time than the time of birthing. And then the second most critical time is the time of bringing something into completion. Wow, there's such revelation in that thought. That the most critical time is the time of bringing forth, and the second most critical time is the time of culmination, the time of bringing something into its fullness. This church, the early church, was in the critical time of birthing, the birthing pangs. This church is going through persecution. It's going through hardship. It's being persecuted by the Judaizers. It's being persecuted by Rome. I mean, think about the church, you know, 30-something years after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You've got Nero, who now in Rome is in power, and this Caesar is just wicked. And so you've got this religious persecution that's going on with the Jews that are persecuting the Church of Jesus Christ, of whom Saul himself, Saul of Tarsus, came out of, the man we know as Paul, who was persecuting the church. So they're being persecuted on that front. And then now they're also being persecuted by Rome, who Rome is just running the show, man. They have taken over their known world, and they're after the Christians to kill the Christians. And this man Nero, this Caesar Nero, is so wicked, so perverse. He's burning Christians in the street, and that's where we get that statement, the Roman candles. Roman candles, you know, we 4th of July, you shoot up these things, you call them Roman candles. Well, a Roman candle was a Christian set on fire in the street, burning, their bodies burning in the streets. These were Roman candles. This is something that Nero was doing, just killing, trying to kill the church. This was Satan trying to destroy the first fruit, just trying to destroy the seed so that there would never be a harvest. And so this church, this early church, is at such a critical juncture. And it's very important that they stay the course. And that's why you hear in the epistles and the writings there, endure, endure. He that endures to the end, Jesus said, the same shall be saved. And then you hear Paul and different ones saying, endure, your salvation is nearer than you believe. They're enduring because this is the early church. They've got to press in. They've got to dig in. They have to endure so that future generations of believers can come forth. And so they are out there. They're spreading the gospel of the kingdom to their world, so that now, you know what? We are a product of their faith. And so I want you to think about this. What will be the product of your endurance? What will be the product of your devotion? Right now, our church is in a time of 21 days of prayer and fasting. You know, this is a time of devotion. I say this, you know, a lot, but if you're fasting, and people talk about fast, which to me, fasting is giving up food, that if you are fasting, if you're truly fasting, fasting, if not coupled with prayer, is just, I mean, you're just starving yourself. You're just starving your body. You might as well eat, because it's prayer and fasting that is the platform for empowerment. And it's devotion. That, to me, that's what it is. It is seeking. It is devotion. It is our devotion. It is our seeking after the things of God. And I wonder what these times of devotion, these moments of devotion, or a life that is devoted to God, what can it produce? What will your life produce? What will your faith? Come on, let's make it personal right now. What will your faith produce? What will your devotion produce? If the early church, their devotion and their prayer and their faith produced what we're walking and living in today, what will our faith produce? You know, I also think about Abraham, who's called the father of our faith. Of course, Abraham was many generations before the church would come on the scene. But it's because of Abraham's faith and faithfulness that we have the church. As a matter of fact, the church is called the seed of Abraham, that we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ. We are Israel through Jesus Christ, that we come forth from the faith of Abraham. Think about this. God called out one man, Abraham, but what was in that one man? What was in him? What was in him was nations. So I want you to think about this today. What will your faith produce? What will your diligence and perseverance produce? Oh, I'm thinking now about, you know, even the scripture where it talks how your faith produces perseverance and patience and what these things produce as we're going through things in our life and we're having faith and putting our trust in the Lord, that the trying of our faith is more precious than silver and gold. That means that faith that is proven produces incredible benefits and incredible results. It brings things forth. There's always, if you think about a seed, Jesus said, except a seed go into the ground and die, it abideth alone, it produces nothing. Jesus was talking about himself in this moment, that he is the seed that is going to go into the ground and die, and that is going to come forth in resurrection power, and that's going to bring forth a great tree, him being the vine, us being the branches, that he's going to bring forth the kingdom. He's going to bring forth the children of God, the sons and the daughters of God. One man bringing many sons into glory. That's what the scripture says. Think about this. We're talking about one man's devotion. That was Jesus's devotion. His devotion said, I am going to die to bring forth a kingdom in the earth. I'm going to die to bring forth many sons into glory. So what does your dying produce? I'm not talking about your physical death. I'm talking about your dying to self. I'm talking about your devotion, your perseverance, your ability to go beyond natural things. Your faith to go beyond the things of this world and press into the things of God. What will that produce? What can that produce for your family? What is that producing in your marriage? What will that produce for your business? What is that producing for the kingdom? All these things should be producing for the kingdom of God. What can your faith, your trust, your belief? See, a lot of people think, well, you know, what can one man do? You know, I've had those thoughts before. I'm only one man. But the thing is, one man with God is not an individual at all, if you think about it, because we're the body of Christ. We have to know that one man with God, we're connected into a family. We're connected into a body. So, think about this. What can one man do? What one man can do is limitless, because we're not alone in what we're doing. We have God partnering with us. We have other believers that God has at work. Elijah thought he was alone. He wanted to die under the juniper tree. Remember the story? He thinks, I'm alone. I'm the only one in Israel. God says, no, I've got 7,000 others who've not bowed their knee. There are others that I'm working in. There are others that I'm using. Listen, a lot of times we think we're alone, but we're not alone. Our part is a part of a greater move that God is doing. And so when you ever think you're alone, you're not alone. No, let me say this. So what you're doing as one person is important. Your faith is important because your faith, joined to the faith of many others in this world, is producing the things that God is wanting to bring into the earth. So what can your devotion do? It can do a lot. What can your prayers produce? A lot. The Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, a lot of people think, well, you know, I hear that scripture and I think about that word righteousness. And I think, well, you know, I'm not perfect. So do my prayers really count? Do my prayers really matter? Well, let me cue you in on something. The Bible says that Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. He made you the righteousness of God. So the prayers of the saints, those who are in Christ, are powerful and effective. The prayer of a righteous, fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man, and the King James Version says, availeth much. The prayers of a righteous person are powerful and they are effective. So what do your prayers matter? Oh, they matter a lot. What does your personal devotion matter? It matters a lot. What does your decision to fast and pray mean? It means a whole lot. Because it's not just you, it's everybody else that is devoted to God, that God is using, even though you feel like you're on your own sometimes. You are connected to a greater mechanism. You are connected to Christ, and through your connection to Christ, you are connected to a body. And even though you might be in a place alone praying, even though you might be in a room alone, you are not alone, because your prayers are connected to the prayers of the saints. And listen to this. Not only are your prayers connected to that which is going on in the earth, but your prayers are also in agreement with that which is in heaven, because we are encompassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses that are in agreement. Heaven is in agreement. Oh, my goodness. Heaven is in agreement with what we are praying and believing for according to the will of God in the earth. All of heaven is in agreement with what we are praying in the earth, because all of heaven is watching what is unfolding through the church in the earth, because the church is revealing the manifold wisdom of God in the earth. That means that all of heaven and those that have gone on before us are watching with eager expectation and anticipation of those things that are to come through you. Wow. That's what my grandpa used to say. Wow. Wow. I was thinking about that in prayer. His voice came to me in prayer the other day, and I heard him saying, wow. And it just hit me. You know, sometimes the only thing you can say when you think about just how big God is and the things that God wants to do and how he wants to use you, the only word you can let out is just wow. I mean, wow. To think about everything is watching you. Everything is waiting on you. And when I say you, it's not just the you alone. It is the we who are the body of Christ. For the earnest expectation of the creature awaiteth the manifestation of the sons of God. Your devotion is important. Your prayers matter. Your faith and your persistence can bring forth great results. The early church had a devotion. If they would not have endured, we would not have what we have today. But they endured. They believed all the way into the end. Many of them who would go into arenas and be burned or alive or eaten by lions or even those who were having to meet in secret places, in secret rooms because of the persecution. They believed, and we benefit because of their faith and their prayers and their belief and their perseverance. Men like the first apostles, Paul and Peter and John and all these that persevered and even died for the cause. They gave their life. I want to go back to that question that I posed a little bit earlier. What will your dying produce? We are dying daily. But here's the thing about our dying. Our dying to self produces more life. Our dying is producing life, 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 life. The more we can die, the more we can live. And so what will your dying produce? Your dying to self, what will it bring forth? What will it produce in the earth? See, Jesus talked about fruit, your fruit, you will produce fruit and the fruit will remain. I want you to think about that thought of fruit remaining, because what John and Peter and Paul and Martha and all these early people that we read about in Scripture, their faith, their perseverance, all these things that they did, their fruit remains in the earth. I think about the story of the woman with the alabaster box. And Jesus said, whenever the gospel is preached, this woman's going to be, what she did will be mentioned. In other words, people are going to be preaching about her for ages to come because of one moment of faith and pouring herself out. What is it that your faith is producing? Your faith matters. Your perseverance matters. Your endurance matters. Your devotion matters. So when you're, let's just make this, you know, really practical. So when you're reading your Bible, what does that matter? Well, it matters. It means everything. Your time of prayer, it means everything. Your time of sharing the gospel with others, it means everything. Because your perseverance, your faith, today, your prayers, today, are producing things that will last for generations and ages to come. In this age and in the age to come. Think about that. Well, I just wanted to encourage you with these thoughts today because I want you to dig in and I want you to start thinking, you know what? I want to go back to that thought as I'm closing here of that it's never more critical than when something is being birthed or when something is coming to a completion. And every completion brings about a new beginning. So you see, as one thing is being birthed, one thing is ending, a new thing is coming forth, that these are the most critical times. I wonder where you're at in your life. Is something being birthed, or are you bringing something to a completion so that something new can come forth? Either way, it's a critical time, and your perseverance, your devotion in those moments is very important to what can happen next. And so let's plug in. Let's be devoted. Let's persevere. Let's endure. Let's believe, because future generations hang in the balance. Your kids hang in the balance. Your grandkids hang in the balance. Your devotion. I was thinking about that today. I was thinking about my grandfather and even those before him. Their prayers, their perseverance, their endurance, their faith. Look at what it's produced. I'm serving God today. I'm pastoring a church today. I'm writing books today. I'm in my prayer closet today because they believed, because they had faith, because they endured. I wonder, where would I be? I don't know. What would my life look like? Who knows? Only God knows. If not for their faith and perseverance. Listen, the future belongs to you. And the future will be what we believe and persevere now for it to be. So let's press in like never before. What you do matters. God bless you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And I pray that it has rocked your world in a good way and you are ready to run like never before and be who God has called and purposed for you to be, because God has a purpose, plan, and destiny for your life in Jesus Christ. Have a great day. Bye-bye.